Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week it's Snap P 63.
It sounds like it rhymes, doesn't it?
Snap P 63.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Yay!
I know they're few and far between.
I know.
But the end of the year is, you know what it's like. We don't have to explain it.
Yeah, so we do these when we can, P.
That's right.
So here we are, and this week it's all about you.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So we put a call out into the Hangout and on social media to say, what are some of the good things that have happened in 2022? Because we've come off the back of some rough years.
We have. And we're nearly to the end of the year. I feel it in my bones.
Yes, me too.
I'm like, I can just tell it's nearly the end of the year. I was talking to someone the other day and I said, how's work? And she said, oh,
everyone's dragging.
She said, I just have to get to the end of the year. And I said, oh, well, next year be different at work. She goes, no. And I thought, that's the truth.
That's true.
We know next year's going to be the same or tricky, but just let us have those few days off between Christmas and New Year.
And I was speaking to a friend last night and she's like, I just think everybody's falling to pieces.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yes.
And the thought of now doing Christmas shopping.
Oh, I can't even.
No, don't make me do that.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
This is good things.
This is good things, okay? so of course, we could do an episode on all the hard things, but we're not, right?
No.
So this is all our make a differences for the year.
Yep.
So we've got some speak pipes and we've got some emails and we've got some stuff on the Hangout, so we're going to read all those. So what do we want to start with?
Hi, Mandy and Kate. This is Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Long-time listener, first-time speaker.
Yay!
I'm a Chatterpie from Perth, and I just wanted to let you know how your podcast is having a ripple effect out in the community in ways that you may not even realize. So I thought I'd ring up and tell you.
Thank you.
So I work as an actor and one of the many jobs that I do, it's hard to get like a 9-to-5 job as an actor, so I'm always out gigging at different things.
I can imagine.
And a lot of my work lately is playing characters in training scenarios for people that will be working, do already work or will be working with P families in the future.
Right.
So things like OT students, medical staff, social workers, things like that. So I spend quite a lot of my time playing the parent of P shoots. And I'm not one myself. So I hope you don't mind that I have been, as well as using your podcast to become a better person, hopefully a reformed rectum. I'm certainly a lot less judgy and a lot more wanting to be a lot more helpful.
Are you
to
playing a harassment,
people
Andy?
I come across. I'm also using a lot of the language and things that I pick up from your podcast in my characters, so that hopefully I can bring a more realistic portrayal of P families and the kind of things that are concerning them to these scenarios, so that the people that are learning get a more realistic performance from me and so a more realistic experience.
Wow.
So I want you to know that a lot of the unis that are training people that are coming through and a lot of the medical facilities here in Perth anyway are trying to do the right thing, and they're putting people through communication training and things like that.
Good.
And I would much rather that people that are learning how to communicate make their mistakes on me and I can give them that feedback before they go out and say something unthinkingly or knowingly horrible to a P family.
Wow.
So thank you for helping me with my work, and hopefully my work is going to come back and help P families in the future. It's a long, slow process, I know. Another thing that I do is I get to marry people. I'm a marriage celebrant, and I wanted to tell you that I had the most beautiful wedding a couple of months ago where both members of the couple told me that they have ADHD in their initial inquiry. And I think before your podcast, I wouldn't have really known what to say about that or how to deal with it. So, but because of your podcast, I just went, thanks very much for letting me know. What can I do to help you get married? What do you need me to do to support you so that we can get you married in the most fun and easy and beautiful way that we can? And they had the most beautiful wedding.
Just a
few people around. We just really held space for everything. And it was one of my favourite weddings that I've done.
You're making me teary.
Me too.
And so I was really glad that they just told me what they needed, and hopefully I was able to provide that for them.
Yes.
So thanks for giving me permission, I guess, to say, you know what you need better than I know what you need, so tell me what you need and I'll do my best to give it to you. Anyway, I love you guys and keep up the great work. I love listening to your podcast and learning everything that I can to be hopefully a better human.
Okay. Thank you, Sally.
That was a beautiful speak pipe message to start our episode. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh. Must say, everybody, I am doing my marriage celebrants course. I think I have mentioned it, and it's quite hard. I think I might have been a little turd cocky, but anyway.
This will be easy.
This will be hard. I just didn't realise it's very long.
Well, maybe Sally could get in contact and you could copy her notes.
How long ago did you do the course, Sally?
Okay, not recommending commenting.
No.
How about we do like an email or
Yeah. All right. This is from a special pea shoot that we love.
Oh, hi, Kate and Mandy. It's pea shoot Holly.
Hello,
here.
Holly.
And I just wanted to share with you my milestone for 2023. Yeah. Awesome episode idea, by the way.
Yep.
My milestone for this year is that I moved out of home and are living independently.
Oh, Holly.
At the start of this year, I moved down to Bendigo to start uni at La Trobe. Oh, because remember, she's from Mildura.
Yes.
On reflection, I think this year has been one of the best recently.
Oh, so
there's
it
been
should.
Hardly any trauma in all aspects of life, yeah. apart from the occasional hiccup, which I usually fix by a phone call to mum.
Oh.
I think when people say that you find your people after you leave school are totally
yes,
right.
Yes, they are.
I think I found my place in the world and a sense of belonging. It's going to be weird moving back home over summer.
It will be. It will be.
Also, I've been meaning to send an email about the losing your religion episodes, but between uni assignments and trying to get home, I totally forgot.
That's okay, babe.
These were amazing. First, it was an eye-opener to me as someone who didn't grow up in a church. I learnt so much, but I feel like I connected to the episodes in a different way.
Mm.
Leaving home to go to uni at times felt like I left a religion.
Yeah.
I left a place that was safe and well-known, where there were people I trusted, where my friends and family were. A place that had its own traditions and unique things about home. But this has felt different since leaving. I no longer see friends that I used to see every day for years or do things I would growing up.
Yes.
However, for many reasons, I knew I had to leave and go out into the world and find new people. Oh, so true. Also, it felt like I was leaving a religion when my parents separated and mum moved out from the small community we lived in about 15 minutes out of Mildura.
Yes.
It was one of those community towns where everyone knew each other. Mm. All the kids went to school together. Mm. We caught up regularly with the people we lived around the corner with and ran events with, and it changed so much, and it felt like we lived in a totally different world.
Yeah.
Kate, I hope everything is going okay with your separation. I was a similar age to your twins when mum and dad split. I think it was probably the hardest but the best thing that my family has gone through.
Wow.
It's an ever-changing situation and sometimes can be very tricky and traumatizing. Also, on reflection, I think every child experiences something different when parents split.
Yes.
It changes things that I never thought would, and hope you haven't got many rectum comments. We've got a few over the years.
Yeah.
And have received kindness.
Yeah.
Looking at what my little brother does back home, I think kids going through living with a separation deserves the biggest medal ever.
You're right.
Speaking of medals, congratulations to Molly on her 2 gold medals at Special Olympics, and what an awesome 2 episodes that was.
Amazing.
Oh, and of course, a weather report here in Bendigo today. It's a not so lovely 15 degrees and cloudy. Does winter ever end here in Victoria?
No.
Sorry for the long ramble, and keep up the amazing work. Thanks, Holly.
Oh, Holly, we love you. Holly did an episode with us when she was in year 12.
And listen to her. So proud of you, Holly.
She's grown in this year.
You have grown.
She's incredibly articulate.
Yes.
And she's really switched on.
Thank you, Holly.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, a whole year out of home. It does feel amazing. Oh, the freedom.
The freedom.
Nothing like it.
Yes.
I did see we've got a beautiful friend, Sam, that lives in Ballarat, and she put on her Facebook, "I really hope Melbourne summer's over a weekend this year."
Oh,
I know
boy.
We're all getting a bit, but she's like, "I had to scrape ice off my car yesterday morning. It's cold."
Yes.
Anyway,
goodness.
We will survive. This was a little comment from our hangout. "I finally found therapists for my 2 children, 5 and 3, both ASD, aspraxia and anxiety. They see 6 therapists each, so not an easy thing to manage. After being on wait lists for 2 years, we are finally in. We've got great medical support team behind me who are advocating on my behalf. This is giving me sanity and giving me the support I personally need. Also, on a personal note, I've accepted where I am in life. I've accepted the challenges, struggles and life that is different for me. I've accepted that I've lost friends because of my girls' diagnoses due to the lack of understanding. The biggest is I've accepted that one day I'll find my tribe. It's not the time for friendships. I'm where I need to be in my life, giving my girls these young years. I'm okay with where we currently are, and my life is a lot more peaceful now."
I found that so profound.
Wow, yeah.
To just say, well, you know, I'm just knuckling down, and these girls are important.
And they are important, but
yes.
You're important too.
Yes, that's right.
And hopefully the hangout can give you some support until I know what it's like. I mean, we were lonely, Mandy and I. It's a really tricky time. People don't want you to come over to their house. That's the honest truth. And then you can't always have people to yours. So, it's a really tricky time. It really, really is. And it will, I don't even know if better is the word, but it will get different and more manageable, and you will find ways of making it work for you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
I'll read
another one.
Yep.
"A small but mighty milestone that we experienced this year was that Izzy can say, 'Can I have help?'
Yay.
The first time she said this made me almost cry because finally my sweet girl could start to communicate her needs. This has led to less meltdowns and more understanding of what she wants to do physically, not just what we think she is capable of, and it has been amazing."
Wow, that is a milestone for all milestones.
Yes.
How amazing.
Amazing communication.
Oh, yeah. And just Yeah, being able to say this is what I want.
Yes.
You know.
Enormous.
Lots of us struggle with it as adults.
Yes, so, enormous.
Yeah, amazing.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Anne-Marie here. I've been listening since the very beginning, but it's taken this long to get the courage to send you in the speak pipe. But after listening to the Special Olympic episodes, I just had to call in and say how beautiful those episodes were.
Thank you.
It was so wonderful to hear all those gorgeous voices, so happy and so confident.
It was amazing.
Mandy, you did such a beautiful job, and you could hear the joy in your voice as you spoke to all of them, particularly the athletes.
Yep.
And I loved how loosely you held that microphone, that you gave the microphone away and you let others do the interviews.
Yes.
And I think in the process you may have uncovered some pretty amazing talent out there. Hello.
Yes.
How awesome was Harry?
Amazing.
Anyway, love what you girls do and keep changing the world. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for all the feedback for those episodes.
Constant
my
feedback.
Pride and joy.
I will tell you this is a true Kate and Mandy moment that sound engineer said to me, you know, you didn't put an ad break in the first one and so you're not getting revenue in the middle. I was like, they're one of the greatest episodes we've done. And we haven't done that, but that's okay because actually they are about listening.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're incredible and we love them. And if you haven't listened, go listen. And if you haven't, you're so lucky because you've got this cool thing coming. It's so nice.
Yes, they're beautiful.
All right.
And Harry's living his best life. He's gone to the Virtus Games. He's representing Australia.
Wow.
And he's over in America. He sent me a message this morning. He's so kind. So incredible.
All right, here's a milestone. Hi, Mandy and Kate. There are two positive things that happened this year. One, the first is that my pea shoot has been able to engage with psychologists and I have him down on a list to be formally assessed.
Great.
Two, the second is that the court ruled that this could happen.
Right.
There is a story behind this. I have three kids and pea shoot, William, is my youngest. When he was a baby just a few months old, I separated from their father.
Mm.
What followed was years of domestic violence, the coercive control variety, which included many messages telling me what a terrible person I am and a terrible parent.
Oh, goodness.
It took me sessions with my psychologist to be able to see this for what it was. Unfortunately, the controlling behaviour stopped just being about me and started to significantly affect my new partner and son. For example, my new partner was accused of terrible things. This was all resolved, but it was still terrible.
Mm.
I am in the lucky position that I have a supportive partner, I earn a decent wage, and I have a very understanding manager and a company that allows me to access domestic violence leave. Not everyone is so lucky. I believe there are many similar stories of pea shoots who can't access the assistance they need due to abusive parents. The system sucks. I have raised this with ACD and will be raising it with my local MP, but something needs to change. It shouldn't be this hard. If you have any ideas on how to stop this happening to other kids, I would love to hear them. Well, on Thursday we've got an episode coming out. You need to listen to that because we're going to talk about how to submit things to the Royal Commission. Okay? So listen and go and do it. Finally, while I don't expect you to read this whole story out, we didn't. But we did read it and we listened to everything that you said. We're still in court, but it's nearly resolved. If you've made it this far, thank you. I love listening to you and keep up the good work, Sally. There's a lot of trauma out there.
Yes,
we acknowledge that. But in amidst all that trauma, Sally can still say, we got to see a psychologist.
Yes.
Assessments are happening.
That's right.
The P world.
It's a big
deal. You can turn this really traumatic thing into going, I've had a good thing
and
happen.
There's help out there.
There is help out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And sometimes takes a bit of time.
Yes, it does.
Thank you. So many, but I'd like to share two. Scissors. Our 7-year-old pea shoot learned how to use scissors.
Oh, that is huge.
It does mean, however, that we can't leave anything
important
on the kitchen bench. She likes to practice these random skills. I remember that.
Oh, I do too.
Maybe you should read this bit.
Okay.
Sounds like I'm pumping myself up.
And our second, the amazing Mandy Hoshinos worked with us to get our pea shoot to sleep through the night in our own bed.
Mm.
Oh, for 7 years we had her in our bed for at least half the night, wriggling random foot to the back or arm to the face. Oh, yeah, why do they love to touch you?
Ugh.
I actually get a full night's sleep.
Oh.
It's amazing. Actually, it's a game changer.
Yes.
And I know for some of you it can't happen.
That's right.
I met a beautiful pea shoot at a carer's talk that I did. And her child, she
That's
has to
right.
get up and test him
That's
and
right.
has to help him. And she
diabetes,
has
seizures,
not, she
all
gets,
sorts of things.
You know, 1 week where she gets to sleep
yep.
and then the next week she doesn't
That's
and
right.
she's tired. So,
yeah. Yeah.
But yes, If you can sometimes get sleep, there is some Mandy things that
we
you.
Can do. Oh, yeah. I'm on leave to the end of the year, yeah. And I've been I've had now. So many people emailing me, but I'm sorry to let you down. But no, I'll you're not hopefully we'll be back down. Next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, she'll be back.
I will have a completed house reno for Christmas in 2.5 weeks till completion. Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine. We're happy for That's you. Our Jasmine pipe. Yes. Finds all our songs.
That is something, yes, amazing.
Imagine, you know, every time you need to do anything, like I took a picture to the framers and she was like, do you need this for Christmas? I'm like, no. She's like, oh. She goes, we probably can do it. But everyone's just like, I need it for Christmas.
Yeah,
like
nah.
No. So actually getting your house for Christmas is pretty cool.
Yes, that's right. I'm happy glad, for Jasmine. You. Yeah, because she had to move out.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, great.
So cool.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Hello. It's Karen here.
Hi, Karen.
Karen by name, not by nature. I think I loved your giggles about that last time so much that I've used that line quite a bit since.
It's funny.
You were asking for milestones.
Yes.
For this upcoming snap pea. Thank and you. I wanted to give you a beautiful moment that I had with my little likely pea shoot. My number two child, my little girl, she's been going to pre-kinder sessions at school, which are, you know, she's ready for at 7 o'clock in the morning and they don't start until 1:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, so late.
And she's insisted on catching the bus home with her brother after them each week. But this week, not only did she insist on catching the bus home, but I wasn't allowed to take her to the bus.
Oh, she goodness.
Went to her brother's classroom. We went up to her brother's classroom and she just wanted to go with him. Oh, and it was so beautiful precious. Just watching them walk hand in hand, you know, being slightly different flavours of neurodiverse.
Yes.
They are at each other quite a bit, but they do really, really love each other as well. Do. And it's just those moments when they're just holding hands and walking away. And it's just precious. Really, really lovely.
Yes. Really lovely.
Makes you feel like you're...
You did something right.
Kind of a waste of space because they can look after themselves. But, it's, just really nice watching them walk off into the sunset together,
yes.
I guess. I just also just want to quickly thank you for all your beautiful episodes in general, but lately I've really loved, you've had a lot of great feedback about your leaving your religion episodes and listening to your little threesome was pretty profound, you know, from someone that went through 12 years of Catholic education.
Yeah, interesting.
And things that, meant a lot. Another highlight for me was Hannah. She was just fantastic.
Yeah.
What an amazing woman.
And
the Special Olympics stuff last week with all of those extra interviewers you found, Mandy. Yeah. They were just all fantastic
following
and just beautiful to listen to.
Yep.
A song that I've been listening to a lot lately, since your Leaving Your Religion episode, really brought to mind all those people as well. Mm. I don't know if you've heard of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Into My Arms. It's technically a love song, but
I think
it applies really beautifully to all of our pea shoots as well. If you haven't heard it, I'll just sing the first verse. It goes, I don't believe in an interventionist God.
Yeah, I love this song.
But I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him not to intervene when it came to you. Not to touch a hair on your head, just leave you as you are. And if he were to direct you, to direct you into my arms, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms,
yeah, beautiful.
Oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. And I'll leave it at that. I mean, you know, I think if the two-piece musical does happen, then that whole song's
you're in.
Yep. Got to be in it, really.
Yep. No audition. You have to sing.
Chat to you soon. Mm. Take care of yourselves and all the best for the very rapidly finishing year.
Mm. Oh, Karen.
Bye.
Wow, you really, really got us crying, Karen.
That was beautiful. I hadn't thought about that song.
No, I've sung it, but not.
Yeah, same.
Thought about it. Yeah, beautiful. And man, can you sing?
Really?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're in the musical. You're at the end of, like, just before interval.
Yeah, you are. Yeah? You're going to make everybody.
It's got to be a hit at that moment.
Goosebumps crying. Yeah. Curtains down.
Yep.
And also, can I say, sorry, I just dropped a piece of paper. People who send in a speak pipe and sing. Mandy and I feel like you're just singing to us.
I know.
And it is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me in my life. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Goodness.
Yeah. Also, I got Hamilton tickets for $70.
Oh, awesome.
I've got cheap tickets. Great. So I'm excited by that. That's something good that's happening to me this year and I'm going to go in a week or two.
Good, good, good. Mm. Hello, ladies. I'm happy to share the joy. My 13-year-old son has had an amazing transition to his first year of high school.
Yay.
We chose specialist education from primary mainstream and I feel like a huge weight has been lifted from my shoulders. Mm-hmm. The feeling I get seeing him enjoy new friendships and look forward to going to school every day is just amazing. Yep. Also, he ate chicken nuggets for dinner for the first time after a straight 10 years of eating sausages for dinner.
Wow, I can't
wait to listen and smile along to this episode and wins.
Look, we've recently introduced, because we were vegetarian, but nuggets are starting to get eaten and it has transformed their experience.
Yeah.
They went to KFC with friends.
Yeah,
and
the greatest.
You know, I mean, we always have known how much we love nuggets, but it's been, you know, food's really tricky. But, yes.
They're easy. They're an easy thing to eat and join in with, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Oh, fantastic. And I hope school has gone.
Yes.
Keeps going well. Oh, you know, transitions, moving out of mainstream to a special school is a really big deal.
Year seven, big year.
Yeah, it's huge. Yep. So anyone who's doing that too, ending grade six at the moment, we're thinking of you too.
Yep.
Hi. After having a very unpleasant experience in grade six, my son has had a brilliant start to his high school journey. He's made friends, enjoying the subjects, and even got to go on his first school camp. The high school staff are fantastic with him, so supportive and nurturing. So happy we got him into this out-of-zone high school.
Yes.
Thanks, Emma. Oh.
And I just wanted to say it's just a really short email, but I think it's so profound.
Yes.
Because something like that happening can change your whole year.
That's right.
Right? And so teachers and anyone listening and teachers, this is the impact you have.
That's right.
You know,
huge.
This is what she took the time to email this because this was the
so
best thing.
So important.
Yeah.
Just being home. Seeing our son arrive home and greet his dog was one of the most smiley moments in all our lives. Last year was spent living interstate at RMCD or hospital.
Being home.
Only peas don't take that for granted, right?
Being home.
That's enormous.
Yep, it is unbelievable. We found out just prior to the pandemic that both pea shoots have a gene, SNP, that inhabits the transport of B12 in the body. Severe B12 deficiency, despite blood saying they were fine, despite having many health issues, I've finally found someone who explained to me that they need a different kind of B12 because their bodies can't break it down. Mm. I've been trying to prove this for 3 years and starting to think I was maybe crazy. Mm. It's really hard to not really second guess and doubt yourself when you know something's happening and no one's listening.
Yep.
Trialing some injections in a few weeks, hoping to see some improvements.
I hope so too.
We really, really hope so.
This was screenshotted from my Instagram account, a very special day for me, a photo of me with my plastic surgeon when I was a baby and now nearly 19 years later. Yeah. I'm going to read it. We often post on social media our big milestone events like birthdays, anniversaries and celebrations. Mm-hmm. Well, today was a massive milestone event for me. After nearly 19 years, I had my last appointment at the cleft clinic in Hobart.
Wow.
When I was born with a cleft lip and palate, my parents had no idea of what that would entail. Mm. So many operations, failed operations, so many trips to Hobart, so many hours in waiting rooms, so much speech therapy, and the list goes on and on. My parents were so strong and brave throughout it all. It was so hard and challenging at times. Mm-hmm. Every year I've travelled down to Hobart for an annual appointment and today was the last. I've waited for this day to come for so long.
Yeah.
I am so grateful for this wonderful plastic surgeon, Frank Kimball, and his cleft team. Oh, I've got goosebumps.
Yeah.
He has worked so hard and been so dedicated in helping me be who I am now.
Oh, I love it.
Today, I said goodbye to him and thanked him for his hard work. I will forever be grateful for who he is and how much he's changed my life. Yes. It was bittersweet.
Yes. Sorry. Wow. No.
I have gained so much resilience and strength from what life has given me and I would never change it. Today I'm so confident in who I am and proud of where I have been. Here's to the next chapter of my life. I'm so excited.
Oh.
Maybe we can share those photos. I'll ask if we can share them on Monday.
Beautiful photos.
Oh, yes. Lewis, thank you. You made me cry again. You made me cry when I read it. Yep. You made me cry again.
We've just got tears today.
Yeah.
Okay. Loving how happy William is at school, the move from special school to mainstream has been the best decision for us. Term 2 of 2022 was an anxious yet pivotal move and one that has helped Will with his confidence and overall happiness. Oh. Having a school that truly believes in him and genuinely cares is the best feeling in the world. And that's from our Jules, William Reddy.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Beautiful William Reddy, who had a lovely time with Emrosiano, who came to her house and bought all these products, and she was putting on her Instagram and, oh, what a moment.
Oh, because Em loves and I think
she's been buying lots of fidget. Yeah, that's right. Cal got to represent his school region in New South Wales School's Boccia Comp. So that's Megan, who we had on a couple of weeks ago. Yes. So that's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing.
I'll read this one too. Yep, my 14-year-old finally learnt to ride a two-wheel bike and he loves it.
That is incredible. My little Annie girl and I have been attending our local special needs school playgroup and Down Syndrome Western Australia playgroup since the beginning of the year. We feel like a part of the furniture now, and it has given us both a real place of belonging and connection. I know we are valued for our input and contributions, and I can't overstate how much it means for us both that we have found our people. No, there's nothing like finding your people. And I know sometimes we've heard from people even today that it's tricky and they haven't done that yet. So it will happen.
Yeah,
and
we just encourage you to keep trying if you can.
Keep trying. You just need one.
Teen P-Shirt here has navigated having a great work experience. Mm. Try saying that fast. She also left not only the house but the state and travelled to four other states.
Mm.
Pretty much the only thing we saw in those states were tennis courts, but hey, things can only branch out from here. I understand. I spent 3 days at the athletics track in Launceston.
Did you see the monkeys?
I don't know. The what?
In Launceston. You didn't go to the park and see they've got
monkeys.
This is a strange thing. I love you, Launceston. I'm not judging.
I never
but in
saw
the middle
monkeys.
Of the botanical gardens.
Yeah, I didn't go in there. Sorry.
There's an island with monkeys and a moat.
I didn't see that.
You can't believe it. You're walking around going, what? Like it's not a zoo or anything. There's just monkeys.
I did not see that.
Anyway,
you didn't tell
it's
me
very
about that.
Famous Launceston
told me.
Monkeys. I'm so sorry.
I just thought at the athletics track.
Sorry. Well, if you ever go back, you got to check out the monkeys.
Auntie Lizzie went into the botanical gardens.
Well, did she not tell you
about
the monkeys?
She didn't tell me. Maybe they're not there anymore.
They're there. They're definitely there. I saw them last year.
Oh, funny.
My little pea shoot, 5-year-old, dressed herself and accessorized. Oh. First time ever, it was her older sister's school uniform. And she was also free-balling. But, hey, she can do it. It's the cutest photo ever.
Getting dressed.
Got sunnies on.
I know. We'll ask if we can post that too.
Yeah.
My 25-year-old son has been dreaming of an independent life like his brother and this July moved out of home to live with two friends after a 9-month AAT battle to secure funding. He is truly thriving and living the best life I could ever have imagined for him. He has a better social life than all of us, often doesn't have time to fit us into his busy schedule, has started his own little business, gained his first degree black belt and developed so much independence.
Wow.
I actually can't believe it. To yep. top it off, he'll be going to Government House next week to receive the Australian Sports Medal for representing Australia at the Special Olympics World Games in 2019.
Wow.
Yes, had to wait till after a bloody pandemic.
Of course.
I had spent 25 years coming to terms with the fact that he may never leave home, only to have to spend months getting used to my new normal without my little mate here every day.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
To be honest, I was really sad at first, even took myself off to therapy.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing to work so hard for something and then feel so lost when you get there.
Yeah.
But now I can celebrate his independence and happiness as my own hard-fought milestone as I realise it took a lot of hard-fought battles and countless dollars to get us here.
Yes, it did.
As I said, I felt every single word. And beautiful Gary had put a post in the Hangout this week too about Christopher independently working. And it's massive and I'm not
massive,
there, but I'm heading that way.
Yep.
Mm. Thank you for writing that.
Thank you. 2022 has actually been the best year yet for our very complex little boy who's just turned four. Since birth, he has struggled with severe reflux, gagging and vomiting. Mm. At his worst, he would retch between 30 and 60 times a day.
Goodness.
I've lost count of how many different roads we went down trying to find answers, but finally, after two failed surgeries, a new medication has made a huge difference.
Wow.
He enjoys his life so much more now, and it's removed a lot of the stress and trauma from us as parents, I bet. Also, now that he's feeling well and able to focus and learn, his development has gone forward in leaps and bounds. He is now able to walk with assistance in front of us, and we are confident that he will walk independently in the not-too-distant future.
Right.
If that's not a milestone, I don't know what is.
How could you want to when you feel sick all the time?
Oh, yeah, terrible.
I'm so glad.
And vomiting?
Yes,
oh,
awful.
You can't do anything when you feel like
that. A lot of
that.
My friends' children dealing with that. It's very debilitating.
Mm.
My 15-year-old son is now a casual worker at Coles Supermarket for 9 hours a week. This is Michelle from Oscars 100.
Yes.
He takes so much pride in his work.
Yep.
This week he came home with the biggest smile on his face, and when I asked him about his shift, he very proudly took out a box cutter from his pocket and said, "Mum, I have my first box cutter."
Oh, I remember getting a box cutter at Tucker Bag.
My first thought was, shit, he has a sharp object. But then I thought, nope. They trust him and so should I.
Yep, yep.
To see his confidence, him feeling accepted in the workplace and to be proud of what he does fills me with more joy than my heart can handle.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yep.
Oh.
Finally, after 8.5 years and a consult with of a certain Mandy who she knows a few months ago, our beautiful Mr. 8 has been falling asleep on his own after cuddles and a story for over a week, not even wanting his old therapeutic listening for comfort, and last night slept through the night for
beautiful.
The first time in forever. I'm going to have to retrain my bladder for this.
Yes.
This is the problem.
Yes.
They sleep, we get up.
Yep.
I know many people who ache for nights like this, so apologies if my joy has rectum tinges. As a professional, that was me after hearing story after story of good sleepers. Thank you, Mandy. We feel like we're getting a bit of life back. I think that is the most beautiful thing about our community, that we can acknowledge this was easy for me while acknowledging this
I
is
might
tricky
be hurting
for others
someone
and
else.
I might be hurting someone
yes.
else. And a lot of people
it's
don't have
time.
That gift, right?
No.
And I know it's tricky, but it's also so nice for someone to say, oh, I don't know, got a new whatever, but I know that you didn't and, you know, acknowledging it in the same sentence.
And we're all somebody's rectums.
Yes, we are. Mm.
I love this thread. I made meatballs with hidden veggies and everyone had seconds.
Whoa.
My daughter even said, I think this is better than butter pasta. I actually fell off my chair and we all had a good laugh.
Oh.
Max loved them too.
Oh.
And I find myself turning into a warm Italian nonna
oh.
every time he eats something.
Yes. Yes, beautiful.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Mangia Mangia?
Okay, I don't know.
After us restricting his diet because he was aspirating into his lungs and him restricting his own diet from a sensory safety place, he was literally eating five things, bananas, chicken nuggets, bread, yogurt and Pringles.
Mm-hmm. Now we eat a lot of Pringles.
He is now adding to the fruit-filled smoothies and eating one of the meals I prepare, the meatballs.
Probably
not for long, but I'm taking the win.
Oh, yes.
Full disclosure, he leaves most food on his plate without even trying to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway... Also, as a win, I'm not feeling one bit guilty about the fact that some days the most nutritious thing he eats is Vegemite.
No way.
I thank the peas for this graciousness that I'm giving myself. Fuck,
yes.
Food is hard.
Fuck,
yes,
food is hard.
It is hard.
I had that
extremely
conversation
hard.
By myself yesterday.
Yes.
I was like, this is hard.
Yes.
Yep.
And
yep.
even like Molly is in Queensland. She's going to the Outback Spectacular. Now, we actually went there early this year and Darren went with Miss... 12 now.
Yeah, of course. Horses.
Because she loves horses. Mm. And he gave Molly the whole rundown. He said,
perfect.
You're going to get a steak. It's going to be hard to cut.
Mm.
So you're going to need to ask a teacher. Also, don't drink too much because it's hard to get out of your seat to go to the toilet. Like,
awesome.
Yeah, because he Like we basically.
I know. This is the TripAdvisor we need.
That's the stuff you need to know. Yep. So if you're going to Outback Spectacular, right?
Yep.
There's a helicopter. So you told her at about this time a helicopter comes in. Mm. That's going to be very loud for you. And so she's had the whole rundown of that night.
So much
I felt
better.
Like telling the teacher, can you read this out to all your people?
Yes, so good.
But anyway, there's all this planning that goes into thinking about food. And while she's away, I mean, I'm anxious.
You can't, I know.
I'm trying not to be,
yes,
but I am.
Of course you are. Yeah. You're a mum.
Anyway.
All right.
I'm Andy and Kate. It's Kylie from
Hobart. Hi, Kylie.
Your Good News Friday girls.
You are.
You are in a message in for your episode. Hopefully I'm not too late.
No, you
it's
got
been
in.
A little bit hectic.
Right
the
on
last,
time.
48 hours with my warrior.
Mm-hmm.
But my have a couple of milestones from this year. The first would be a shout out to our amazing therapies that continue to support my girl and myself in her development and progress. And I know that they have my girl's back and my back completely with our goals and what we've been working on. So that's a big milestone for all those therapies that continue to support us. We've had a really tricky year and so we've relied a lot on our therapies. On a personal note, my milestone would be taking some time for me, and I actually completed my first marathon back in, at the beginning of the year when I ran for chocolate at Cadbury. It was a personal goal that I'd had, something that I wouldn't have thought possible 14 years ago when my Veronica was born.
Yes.
That I would have time to make time for me to do something.
Of course, Kylie.
That's my milestone.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear the episode when it comes out.
Yeah.
And just before I go, I've got a What the Forecast weather check
thank
for
you
guys
thank
from
you.
Hobart today. It says, oh, look, it's 13 degrees. The freaking sun came out to play. Freaking hooray. Thanks, guys. We love what you do. Keep being you. Cheers. Oh,
thank you, Kylie. Kylie is in our hangout. Every Friday she puts up a thread.
Yeah.
What's the good things that's happened this week?
Yeah, and it's so lovely. Some weeks we comment, some weeks we don't, but I always read it.
Yes.
I love Dean's show.
Yes.
Dean puts his show up. Thank
that's
you,
right.
Dean Calder. And I love Kylie's.
Yes.
You know, and
thank
sometimes
you,
it can just be like, I found a jacket,
that's
a coat,
right.
and all the buttons were on it.
Yeah.
You know, or it can be massive. Yes. Like we had surgery and it went well. It's just such
a
beautiful.
Well, it promoted us to do this today. So
it
thank
did.
You, Kylie.
Thank you, Kylie. And I'm
thank
glad
you for
we
the
got
time
to hear your voice.
You give to our community.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
It's in my mind to ask you to come on next year. So
yes.
you've got a big story to tell about your beautiful girl.
Yes, you do.
So let's have you on, hey?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can come and we can talk for as long as we want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then Mandy and I thought we would share some things about our year. I've got a lot of things that have happened, obviously, because it's over a year since I've been separated. And I didn't talk about my separation on here. I haven't really ever talked about it. But I suppose a little bit of a backstory is that for a lot of people who split up, it's a long time coming. It's not just you wake up and go, oh, I might do this today. Like it's years and years. And when you have children and children with disabilities, you really think hard about that. So for me, it's probably was about 10 years in the what would you call it, contemplation mode. And no decision is made lightly when you have children, I don't think. So that decision was not made lightly, and it was a lot of tears. Mandy heard a lot of stories and she sat and listened to them all. But an unexpected thing, because we're talking about good things that happened to me this year, was that I've met somebody. So I have a new partner, and it's a female. So, and it's been the most amazing, incredible thing that's ever happened to me, you know, apart from my children, obviously.
Yes.
Caveat. And I met her early in the year, and when I told Mandy that I was with her, she said, I remember how excited you were when you met her.
I do. Yes.
So two things about me, I do not believe that you can fall in love at first sight. I really, really don't believe in that. And I don't believe that you should lay your cards on the table when you meet someone. But I then met someone and thought, oh, my gosh, you can have love at first sight.
Yes.
I hadn't spoken a word to her, and I thought, oh, what is this? And I was very scared of that feeling.
Yeah.
And I just pushed it away and I didn't tell anyone, which then shocked and surprised my friends because they were like, why didn't you mention it? I was like, I just couldn't. I was so overwhelmed by it.
It's yours, your story when you were ready.
Yeah. And then the other thing is that, you know, our very, very, very first date that we went on, this is a really cute thing. She knew that I was nervous and that I hadn't dated since I was 17 and I was 50. And so she just got all these little pieces of paper and she wrote questions. She let me write the answers.
Oh, cute.
And then I really just laid it all out and I told her, but I didn't have to speak it. And there's something, I love writing.
Wow.
It's my, probably how I communicate the best. Yes. So that was pretty cool. So I broke both those rules for myself within a couple of minutes. Yeah. But anyway, so it's been lovely, lovely, lovely. She spends a lot of time here. Well, she lives here now. So, yeah, we've all had lots to get used to.
Yep.
Her more than me because she lived on her own.
Yes.
And doesn't have children. And now she has Buzz and Woody.
Welcome.
And there's no gradual introduction to that. And I just want to say that as a generation of parents, I think we're doing an awesome job with our kids because gender just means nothing to them.
Yep.
You know, and I know there are people that, you know, Mandy and I had some beautiful people come up to us at the Sydney Live Show who have experienced discrimination from their families for being gay. But in our bubble, there's none of that.
No.
And our kids wasn't even it. The gender, the fact that I was with a woman didn't raise an eyebrow. Like it was just like, oh, okay, you know. You know, what can she bring to the table? Because children are selfish.
Yeah. True.
So, yeah, that's my really big news. I, you know, I said to Mandy, I feel a bit funny because it's been going on for a little while, but it wasn't just my story. And of like course. Everything Mandy and I have done, our children come first.
Yes.
And so all five of my children had to be in a place where they were happy to tell their friends.
That's right.
And their father's also repartnered, so it's a little bit easier when it comes to that. But I just wanted, and it wasn't a gender thing. It wasn't because I'm gay or with a woman. It was just that mum's got a new partner. Mm. And that's a big sentence to say, you know, and especially when your parents have been married forever and, you know. So I really just wanted to wait till they were okay. And now they've all told everybody and all of my friends know. Lots of beautiful peas have seen me with my partner. And this is why peas are the best people in the whole world. They just say, have you got a girlfriend? Aww. And then they keep going.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think, I don't know, there's no more accepting community really.
I know.
Is there than this community? Safe. So, yeah, it's safe. So that's why I thought I will talk about it on here because I feel safe.
Mm.
Yeah. So
I'm glad.
That's my news for the year. Yeah. And Mandy's seen every single step of the way.
Yeah.
She really has and she hasn't dobbed.
No, I definitely haven't.
So, yeah, it's been a, it's weird because I remember when I had the twins and my obstetrician said, on one hand, it's just two babies. And on the other hand, it's two babies.
Yes.
And that's what I feel like. Yeah. On one hand, it's just love.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's this massive thing.
Yes.
That I didn't realize about myself or I didn't allow myself to think about myself. I just kept pushing it down. So, but really it is just love.
That's right.
Like I just fell in love with someone. Yeah. So, yeah. So anyway, that's my news for 2022. So now you all know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And, yeah. I will keep her anonymous like we do everybody else. So
She needs a pseudonym.
She does need a pseudonym. I'll ask her if she wants to choose that.
Do you want to go up her age every year? Probably not.
Ms.
Oh, so, dear.
Yes, she does. But, well,
I don't have anything pivotal to share. I want to just end it with that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mandy's been amazing.
Well,
she has.
We're here.
Yeah. We are here. It's been a year of a lot of changes. And I know on a personal note, next year is going to be really full on. I'll probably have to sell my home. And, you know, we will keep putting this podcast out.
Yeah.
But maybe sometimes I'll be less chirpy.
Yeah, that's okay.
And, you know, Mandy and I will probably have to stop recording here. There's lots and lots of changes.
There's some logistics.
The ripple effect is big. It doesn't just affect, you know, one person. But we will get there. It's can do hard things. I will steal that from Glennon. But we really, really can do hard things.
So we know that you will support us in that.
Yeah,
so, you know, if there's an episode that doesn't come up or if it's just one of us, if Kate can't do it, I can do it.
Yep, that's
vice
right.
Vice versa, right?
I've got
both my girls going into year 12.
Yes, big
Miss
year.
Miss 12 going into year 7.
Huge
I'm,
year.
You know, funnily anxious about all that.
No, you should be anxious.
So, we just might not be able to do the things that we have done in the past.
And we know that I got a message today. When are you coming to Brisbane? Just give us a couple of months at the start of next year.
I can't do it at the start of next year.
Mandy really has to get three girls settled and I have to work out what's happening.
Yes.
Next year's probably going to be a bit of a tricky year for all of us. So the podcast comes first.
We're just going to do the podcast. We're just going to do the podcast. We can commit to, okay? And if we can't,
other things might happen, but we are not, we can't even think about it.
No, so
it's beyond us.
I think what we can think about is doing this podcast every week.
Yep, and we love it.
And we promise you that.
And you know, for those of you who have booked us for live speaking gigs, that's amazing. We can do those. Yes. But live shows require a lot of writing and working out. And we're good at it. Don't get us wrong. Jordan said, I'd love to show every podcaster, she's our Acast beautiful human, how to do live shows from YouTube. But also,
it's a lovely thing to say.
I know, it was really lovely. Yeah, she said it at our Sydney show. She's like, this is how you do it.
Oh.
And, of course, we have the best audience who's engaged.
That's
so
right.
So it's easy. But just, yeah, we can't commit to anything at the moment.
No, so be gentle on us, which you will.
You always are. You will. But we will pump out these episodes because we love them.
So we've got a few more to go to the end of the year.
We've got some exciting people.
We do. We really do.
Yeah, we've
come through with the goods, actually.
We really have come through with the goods.
Amidst ourselves.
We have. So I don't know when we're going up to, mid-December, I think.
Yes, that's right. And then we're going to have our big break.
We might put an odd episode out in January.
But if not, I want Kate to have a break because she's the one who does all the back end, right? Yeah. So if there's nothing up, there won't be anything up. We're not finishing like my dad wrote a porno. Like they're finishing. It's very upsetting.
I know. And I said to Scholarship, they're finishing. And she's like, well, they can't do it forever. I was like, I know, but just let me be sad.
I know.
Because I love them.
So we're coming back, right?
Yeah, we are.
So that's good enough.
That's right.
So anyway.
We'll be back for February. I don't know, end of January, but we might put a couple of bonus, not us, as in old episodes out in January, just so that people can hear us, but that won't be till mid-Jan anyway.
Yeah. Cool.
So you need a break from us.
Yes, you do.
You know, we're just constantly talking at you.
Anyway, thank you for listening to today's good episode. Thanks for everyone who contributed.
Yes.
And,
we love you all.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.